I'd like to go over this Tosis again. I just between now and the 11:45 shiur, I still, with all that, I still don't have it down pat. So we're going to look at this Tosis again.
I certainly don't object to
that. All right, it's just trying to get all the variables together. And there's the Machlokas, Rabbi Kibager, and the Prima Godim, exactly how to understand Rabbi Tam. So let's go over it again. So we're on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. And with most of our discussion is about the Brice of Agra. And we're looking at Tosis Dibre Maskel, Of Ugvina In, Basar Ugvina Lo. And the premise of this Gemara is that when Agra said that Ofu Gvina Necholim Be'apikorin Befkeris, and you don't need Netil Shidayim between them, the implication is that's only because it was Basar Of. Had it been Basar Behema and Gvina, then you would need Netil Shidayim, and the Gemara therefore raises an objection to Rabbi Yitzchak because they brought him out Gvina, they brought him out Basar, and he did not wash his hands in between. So Tosfos says for Tema, the Hechi Parach Migvina Achar Basar, Abasar Achar Gvina, Derabitza Gvina Achar Basar Achil. Tosfos says, I don't understand the analogy and the objection of the Gemara. We have to differentiate between the following two sequences. Number one, if he eats basar first and then he eats gvina. Number two, if he eats gvina first and then he eats basar. And we're going to see this distinction in Rav Chisda on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. And if that be the case, then when Rabbi Yitzchak eats gvina first and then eats basar afterwards, that's not a contradiction to the diuk of the Brice of Agra, which means whenever I say the diuk, what I mean is the fakert, the situation in which you do require the Netil Shidayim, which would be if you ate basar and then you ate gvina. And in fact, Rabbi Yitzchak did it the reverse. They first served him gvina, and then they brought him out basar. And velo dami, and it's not to be equated. Kedamrina b'samuch. So this is the Gemara of Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda says that if you ate basar first, you can't eat gvina second. If you ate gvina first, you're allowed to eat basar afterwards. So the Rabbi Yitzchak, in his case, where he's eating gvina and then basar afterwards, that should be fine. And that's not a contradiction to the diuk of the Brice of Agra, that Agra only allowed Of, but basar would be asur. Yeah, basar would be asur. Basar would be asur if it came first, but Rabbi Yitzchak's case is where he ate gvina first. So what's the Gemara's contradiction? What's the Gemara's objection? V'yesh lomar d'hachi parach. This is what the Gemara is asking. The bebraisa di agra mashma di ofu gvina nechalav api korin b'lina til sidayim b'li kinuach hapeh. Here's the diuk of the Brice of Agra. That in the case of Ofu Gvina, you don't separate them with Netil Shidayim nor with Kinuach HaPeh Aval Shar Basar. But you would require Netila V'Kinuach HaPeh. And here I'd like to add one thing that we didn't say yesterday, which I think has to be added here. The diuk is that in the case of Of, you don't require A nor B, but in the case of Behema, you would require A and B, but A and B would be sufficient. Meaning you would not need any other requirements to separate between meat and milk.
In other words, you're eating meat,
and then immediately afterwards, eating milk, between, you have Kinuach HaPeh and Netil Shidayim Kinuach HaPeh, but there's no need to wait 6 hours. So Tosfos says the following, Hechi Dami, what is the case the din of this brisa of Agra. Tos says the following: E basar tchila. If the diuk of this brisa is that it would be us in the case where he started with basar, then that doesn't make any sense. Why? Because then you're implying that in the case of basar, you need netil and kinuah, but that would be sufficient. And Tosa's shita is that that's no way that's sufficient. Afilu netila v'kinuah lo sagi, that would not be sufficient. Ad sudach riti kidamrina kidamar b'sarach, that after basar you need sudach eres. That's an absolute requirement. Perhaps Tosa says that the shuman or the tam of the basar lingers on until the next suda, even after you clean out your mouth. There's still some sort of heavy meat digested being digested in your body, and there's still a tam of basar. But whatever it is, Tosis is sheet, and we're going to see Rabbeinu Tam in a minute is going to argue against this, is that we require in the case of basar, when he started his meal with basar, if he wants the ikvini, he needs number one, netila and kinuach, and number two, he needs suda achriti. So it's impossible, therefore, to assume that Agra is talking about a case, the price of Agra, where he ate basar tchila, meaning the diuk, again, he's talking about eating of tchila, and then the diuk would be basa tchila. So whereas of tchila doesn't require netila kinuach, in the case of basa tchila, netila kinuach would be sufficient. That's impossible. El alav. So by process of elimination, we can't assume that Agra is talking about a case where he started eating with basa first. No. It must be a case of kshachal gvina tchila. He ate cheese first. And if he wants to eat oaf after cheese, that's fine. The diuk would be that if he wants to eat basar afterwards, then he needs netila and kinuach. Now, at this point,
welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, Shalom Aleichem, Eric. How are you?
Good.
We need a Gemara for you, right?
I've got it on here.
Yeah. Oh, you got it on there? Okay, great. So again, we're in the middle of a heavy diuk here, so let's see if we can concentrate. I'll tell you where we're up to in just a minute. Just give me a minute, because otherwise I'm going to lose this whole logic here. So again, we have to assume that the Brice of Agra is talking about a case where he ate gvina first. Okay, so Agra is telling us that if he ate gvina first, then he doesn't have to do anything afterwards to eat oaf. So there's no, let's put it this way, if I could formulate it this way, there's no gzeirah d'rabbanan as far as eating oaf after gvina is concerned. However, if he were to eat basar after gvina, then he would require netilas yadayim. We have to understand why, but leave that as an unknown for some reason, and we'll come right back to that. But now let's justify the Gemara's kasha. What's the contradiction here? They brought
assuming that in both cases the gvina followed by basar, right? Or oaf.
Oh, so if gvina was followed by oaf, then you don't need anything in between. If gvina is followed by basar, you need netilas yadayim at the very minimum, and kinuach as well. And here's the problem with Rabbi Yitzchak, because they brought out gvina first, but afterwards they brought out basar. And based on the diuk of the Brice of Agra, we come to the conclusion that if they started with gvina, or shall I say it this way, even though they started with gvina, nevertheless you need a hafsaka, you need some sort of separation before you eat basar. Again, not oaf, but basar behema. How then could Rabbi Yitzchak eat basar after gvina. And that's what Tosfos says, that Rabbi Yitzchak, the case of Rabbi Yitzchak was they brought gvina first and then they ate basar. Well, according to Hadiuk in the Brisa of Agra, you would need netila and kinuach after gvina in order to eat basar. Now, what logic is there? Because obviously, in the case of gvina tchila, the requirement of netil sidayim and kinuach is to get rid of the cheese. And if that be the case, what difference does it make if he ate oaf afterwards or if he ate basar afterwards? And I understand the diuk that Tosfos is making, that Agra only used the word apikoren with regard to oaf, meaning if the eating of cheese was followed by oaf, implying that in the case of basar behema, if he ate gvina and then subsequently ate basar behema, he would need netila and kinuach. But what's the logic behind it? Again, you know, when you're talking about starting with fleishiks, you know, whether it's oaf on the one end and bus on the other end, I could begin to understand, you know, your distinctions. You know, you could talk about the fact, for example, that oaf is not as heavy, you know, the density is not the same as basar behema. It doesn't get stick, is stuck in between his teeth. It's not mile of the time that we spoke about. All that I understand. But here we're talking about the flip case. We're talking about the case where he started with gvina. So then obviously, his netila kinuach is not going to have any impact on meat. He hasn't eaten anything fleishiks yet. It's going to have an impact on the cheese. And if you want to get rid of the cheese, the taste of the cheese, or cheese that's stuck between the teeth, and so forth and so on, then that should apply even if he's eating oaf afterwards. So I think, lefi anias daiti, if I understand the logic of Tosfos, the difference between basar and oaf here has nothing to do with the, you know, the physical impact or purpose of netila and kinuach. It has to do with the fact that oaf, in the worst case scenario, even if he ate it with cheese in the same mouthful, is only a derabbanan. And we'll pick up this point a little bit later. If he would eat meat with cheese, then you're already touching at least on a doraisa. Again, we need, of course, derech bishul and all the other conditions that have to be met. But you're in the league. You're in the ballpark of a doraisa. It sounds like, you know, in the Gemara's Kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara's objecting because he ate basar and then gvina. Well, the facts on the ground were that Rabbi Yitzchak ate gvina first and then basar. So the Gemara should have said gvina u basar. Why does it say basu gvina? So Tosfos applies a principle called lo dak. Again, you would have to really study throughout Shas when do we apply the principle of lo dak, that he wasn't very careful. But really the kasha was not basar gvina, but gvina ubasar lo, which means that if he would eat meat after gvina, he would definitely have to wash his hands. And that's going to be a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Why didn't he wash his hands after the gvina in order to eat basar? And if you ask me why wasn't the Gemara dak, so Tosfos gives you a weak leg to stand on. He says agav demaskir bebraisa of tchila. So the Gemara was following the lead of the braisa. The braisa started in Agra with the case of of tchila. And again, even though the braisa is talking about a case of gvina tchila, meaning that, well, let's just go over that one more time. Give me a second. The brice de igra is what is airi bi ochal. Oh, so it can't be basa tchila. It can't be that he ate of tchila. You remember that? Let's go over that one more time, because if it was of tchila, then the diuk would be basa tchila, and then it would be enough to have netila and kinuach. Tosfos of the opinion that you need both netila kinuach on the one hand and suda achriti on the other hand. So it must be a case where he ate gvina first, right? And here's where Agra makes a difference between oaf and basar, meaning oaf and basar were subsequent to the gvina. In the case of basar, we would need netilah and kinuach, and that would be enough. That would be enough because he started his meal with gvina. In the case of oaf, he doesn't need anything, neither netilah nor kinuach. And he says, so why did the Braisa mention oaf tchilo when we're talking about a case of gvina tchilo rabusa? De afilu oaf tchilo necheles bapikorin. Now here Tosfos says it's a whole new point that if you ate oaf tchilo, then you would not need apikorin. In other words, you would not need netila and kinuach. So let's go over the cases. If he ate gvina and then oaf, or oaf and then gvina, he needs nothing. If he ate basar and then he wants to eat gvina, he needs netila, kinuach, and sudachriti. If he would eat gvina and then eat basar, he would need netila and kinuach, and then he would be allowed to eat the basar. So if he started with gvina and now he wants to eat basar behema, he needs netila and kinuach. That was exactly the case of Rabbi Yitzchak, and hence the Gemara objects to Rabbi Yitzchak. How could it be that he didn't require netila? And the answer was it was Yom and not Laila and so forth. That's all before Rabbeinu Tam. So I'm going to take out a piece of paper for my own benefit. I'm just going to write 2 points here in summarizing the sheet of Tosfos, so then we could go on to Rabbeinu Tam and we could compare and contrast. Okay, so the 2 points in Tosfos. Okay, so if we're talking about Oaf Ugvina in any sequence, okay, in any sequence, okay, we don't require any hefsek, any netila or kinuach. Okay, if on the other hand we're talking about basar, behema, and gvina, then we're going to make the following distinction. If he starts with gvina first, then he needs what? He needs netila and kinuach. If he starts with what? With basar first, and when I say basar, I mean basar behema, then he needs netilas yadayim kinuach plus seudah riti. That, I think, is pretty much a decent summary of Tosfos. Now we go on to Rabbeinu Tam. For Rabbeinu Tam and Farish, so Eric, are you able to find Tosfos on your thing? So you have the Tosfos? We're on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, Tosfos Dimar Maskil Ofu Gvina. For Rabbeinu Tam and Farish, V'chein Halochas Gedolos, Di Ochal Basar, Och Asur Lechol Gvina, which again, according to Tosfos, means that you're going to need Netilas Yadayim, Kinuach, and Sudach Riti. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Hainu Below netila v'kinuach, that which Rav Chisda says on Daf Kuf Hey, that after basar you're not allowed to eat gvina and you have to wait another suda. And if you remember, the father of Mar Ufa waited a whole day. That's because he didn't do netila and kinuach. This is a radical chiddush here for Rabbeinu Tam Nevaah. Am netila v'kinuach shari, that would be mutter even without waiting for Sudach Riti. So let's mark this down, that the first machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos is in a case where he ate basar, achal basar, and that means basar behema tchila, is according to Rabbeinu Tam, sagi, all he needs is netilas yadayim v'kinuach, v'lo tzarech Seuda Achriti. That's the first machlokas. Let's see if we can find the second machlokas. He says, Achal Gvina, Mutal Lechol Basar Achreo Af Belo Netila V'Kinuach. Now, I think Tosis is going to backtrack on this, so I'm afraid to write this down on my page because I'm going to have to cross things out. But this is the second machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis. So Rabbeinu Tam says that after Gvina, even if he wants to eat basar, then it's mutter. Okay. Now, umar ukva delo achil ad seudah chriti, hainu belo netila vikinua. So that what mar ukva did was that after he ate cheese, he did not eat meat until 6 hours passed. That's because he didn't do netila and kinua. Again, you might ask the question, why didn't he do netila and kinua?
You said waiting after cheese for meat, but I believe it says the opposite order.
No, I'm talking about Mar Ukva, I meant to say.
Yeah.
Right?
Mar Ukva, Analam Rava.
Right, you remember his father didn't eat cheese for a full day.
Okay, you just said, you just put cheese first. Maybe I don't know if that's what you meant.
It looks like the toast was putting cheese first, but in the Gemara it was basar first.
Right, I meant to say basar first. So, Yochaim, if I said cheese first, let me correct that. He ate basar first.
Okay.
And now he's eating cheese. And Mar Ukva says, I got to wait for another Suda. So Rabbeinu Tam is forced, he has no choice, Rabbeinu Tam, but to assume that there was no Nitil and Kinuach, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, if there's Nitil and Kinuach, that's an alternative. He doesn't have to wait 6 hours. Eric?
Well, because this is saying, Afok Vina Mutar Lechol Basar Afkolo Tzlak Kinuach, and then it goes into Mar Ukva. Is this talking about? So it's saying Mar Ukva is saying that with Gvina first, or he's saying
no,
basar.
Okay,
so saying basar.
If I say Gvina first, I
no. Just from here, it almost implies the way it follows from talking about Gvina and then basar, then goes to Mar Ukva. It sounds almost like. It's saying that
Mar
Ukva, the period.
Right, I fell into that trap, yes. So I immediately thought that we're talking about a case of Gvina first, but that's not the sugi of Mar Ukva. The sugi of Mar Ukva is where he ate basa first. Inami Mar Ukva machmir al atzmo hoya. Why did Mar Ukva have to wait a full 6 hours, let's say, till Sudach Riti, even though he already did Netil Sidaim and Kinuch? That was his own chumra. But that's not Mikra Adid. And now Tosfos raised the following objection on Rabbeinu Tam. Ulu Peirush, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kosha. My Paruch Hocha Arav Yitzchak. What was the Gemara's objection to Rav Yitzchak? Now, we said according to the Rabbeinu Tam that if you start with Kavina, you have free reign. You could eat meat immediately afterwards. Now, in the case of Rabbi Yitzchak, they actually brought him out cheese first. So why were they objecting to him that he didn't do Netilas Yadayim, he didn't do Kinuach, and so forth? After all, going to Rabbeinu Tam, that should be okay, because Rabbeinu Tam seems to say that you have after Gvina, the pavement is clear. You don't have to do anything. So here's where I think Tosus backtracks a little bit on Rabbeinu Tam. He says, "V'tzarch loma lepirusho deleinyan tils yadayim ein chiluk bein basa tchil gvina tchila." So we said that according to Rabbeinu Tam, after you eat Gvina, the coast is clear. Now Tosus is saying no. What you do require, even though you started with Gvina, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, is Netilas Yadayim.
But Kinuach
is Netilas Yadayim. Kinuach, you don't require.
No, Kinuach, though, Dafka is Chiluk.
Right, meaning, Chiluk, meaning, here's where we're going to differentiate between whether he started with fleishiks or he started with cheese. Right. When Rabbeinu Tam says if he started with cheese, he's okay, what he meant to say is he doesn't require kinuach. Again, in the language of Rabbeinu Tam, this is a little bit difficult. You know, when Rabbi Netam says Ochal Gvina Mutal Lechol Basar below Netila VeKinuach, what he meant to say is you don't need both Netila and Kinuach. All you need is just Netila, but you definitely require Netila, and therefore the Gemara raises the objection: how is it possible for Rabbi Yitzchak after he ate Gvina to eat Basar without washing his hands? That was the Gemara's objection. So what we have to do now is we have to again summarize Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, number one, that if he eats basa tchila, then it's okay to eat cheese, gvina, relying on etil sidaim and kinuach alone, without waiting till a sudach rita. If he ate gvina first, then he needs netilas yadayim, and once he does netilas yadayim, then he's allowed to eat basar. And the objection to Rabbi Yitzchak was he didn't even do netilas yadayim after gvina. So it's interesting what we're basically saying about gvina now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is that although it doesn't create a tam in your mouth, whatever that means, and we've made, you know, that's a generic statement that includes many different things like pieces and particles between your teeth and stuff that gets stuck on your palate and an ongoing taste in your mouth. But what it does do is that kvina leaves its impact on the yadayim, and that leftover cheese on your hands, the oily substance of the cheese, that has to be gotten rid of. And that's the Netilas Yadayim, and that's the objection the Gemara has against Rav Yitzchak. Now what we want to think about for a moment is, and that's going to be a lead-in to the next part of our discussion today, which is Rav Kiveger and the Prima Gadim about Rabbeinu Tam, is what is Rabbeinu Tam saying in the Brice of Agra? What's he saying about Oaf? Because so far, what we have in Rabbeinu Tam are two rules that apply to basar, meaning basar behemah. What are the rules that apply to oaf? And to what extent do we change the rules when we go from basar oaf, from basar behemah to basar oaf? So, for example, in the case where he ate gvina, he needs the tilsi yadayim to eat basar. Would he need Netilas Yadayim to eat oaf? Or let's flip it to the other side. We said if he ate basa first, he needs not only Netilas Yadayim, but he also needs kinuach in order to eat gvina second. What if he ate oaf first instead of basa first? Now, I'm going to throw out a possibility here, and that is that in the case of oaf, you don't need anything. And I don't care what the sequence is. Now let's just see if that was Shitas HaTosfos. And the question is, does Rabbeinu Tam agree? I'm going to assume that Rabbeinu Tam agrees. What do I mean? The Shita of Tosfos before Rabbeinu Tam was as far as Oaf and Gvina, in any sequence, you don't need neither Netila nor Kinuach. Which means that the Oaf doesn't make that much of an impact on the mouth or on the hands. Or alternatively, I think this is maybe a better way of saying it, that since oaf in the worst case scenario is only drabanan, then these gzeros, these harchokos, don't apply. And again, there's a kalvachomer here. If he starts with oaf and then he wants the gvina, he doesn't need anything according to Tosfos, not netila, not kinuach, then how much more so if he starts with gvina and he eats oaf, he doesn't need anything. Again, you could always object, well, maybe oaf doesn't leave any leftovers on his hands, whereas gvina does leave something leftovers on his hands. And the argument that we said that gvina leaves something leftover on his hands, we saw from Rabbeinu Tam. So I don't know. You know, that's an interesting question that has to be discussed here in Rabbi Kiveger and in and in the Prima God. Now let's go on in Tosfos, because what we really want to get to is the bottom line in Tosfos. That's the punchline. It's so funny, you have to go through this whole Tosfos and then we get to the punchline. But we're not ready for that yet. First, we have to know Ha'olam Noi Nagu Shelo Lechol Gvina Achar Basa Klal Afil Achar Of. So we don't eat cheese after chicken until 6 hours passed. Now that's against the price of Agra. V'afagav d'toni Agra Ofu Gvina Necholim Biapi Korin. And again, if you remember Tosfos' sheet that with regard to Ofer Gvina, it doesn't matter what sequence, you don't require neither Netila nor Kinuach. The Mashma Of Tchila, meaning even if you started with Of, you can still eat cheese immediately afterwards, you don't need to wash your hands out. So why should we be Machmir after the eating of Of against the Brice of Agra? The Dil Mishum de Savar Agra. The basar of bechol of lavdo rice of vanan lo kaimel anochi. We hold that of and cholov is do rice. So here's where, this is where I got my idea originally. Why is it that Agra was being makil with regard to of? And I could ask my question in two ways. Why would he be makil if he started with of? And if he started with basar, according to Shita Tosfos, he needs not only netila and kinuach, he also needs 6 hours. And yet, in the case of Ov, the price of Agra is allowing him to eat kvina immediately afterwards. I can ask my question another way. Let's say he started with kvina. Well, Tosfos is going to argue that at least netil, even with regard to kvina, we need at least the minimum is netil sidaim, and we're dropping that requirement as well. So the answer is that Of is Drabanan. So since Of is Drabanan, we can allow any sequence of Of and Kvina as long as he's not eating them together. So the only Issa Drabanan that was formulated was only if he eats Of and Basar in one mouthful.
Kvina and Basar.
I meant to say Kvina and Of in one mouthful, but if he eats Kvina and Of Bazach or Zed, any sequence whatsoever, then what are we afraid of? That he might come to eat it together? Well, even if he eats it together, it's only drabon. So that's good before our minog. Our minog is going to take an objection against Agra and say, well, Agra, who told you that Basar Of B'cholov is only drabonon? We have to worry about those shitas of the Chachamim that Basar Of B'cholov is d'oraisa. And if it's d'oraisa, then you have no reason to make these chilukim. So it's very interesting, Rabosai, that what this piece in Tosfos is doing is it's lifting us off the ground into an abstract world. That was very dramatic. Did you catch that? What I meant by that was that we're really grounded on earth. You know, we're thinking in terms of the reality of the, you know, what happens after you eat Of, and is it stuck between your teeth, and is there a time of Of, and Gvina, is it this, that, and the other? That's the way we're approaching it. And Tosfos say, drop all that. You know what, from my perspective, I don't care. You come to the conclusion that even Of has Basar Ben Hashinayim, and it has Malashum and Bepeh and Tam, and Gvina, who would have particles between your teeth and on your hand. You know, just say the whole thing. I don't care. I'm not going to argue with you on the earthy level. I'm going to tell you that the difference between Of and Basar is fundamental in a halachic sense, meaning the whole deal that we're talking about of separating meat and milk, it's all about the possibility, heaven forbid, that you eat meat and milk together. Well, I understand that in the case of Basar Behema, but in the case of Basar Of, we don't have to go that far because Basar Of is only Drabon, and hence we have the price of Agra. And Agra says, Of and Gvir Necholin V'yapi Korin. But we paskin not like that. We accept the Shita that Basar Of Becholov is the Raisa, and therefore, to the same extent that we have to have all these worries about Basar and Gvina, we have to have the same worries about Of and Gvina.
Isn't Basar making too much of a minhag at Skumra? I mean, he's claiming there's a fundamental reason behind it, but Don't we have minhagim
l'chumra? Tosus, I think, is assuming that we don't have stam minhagim. If you want to take upon yourself a chumra, that doesn't become a minhag. It becomes a minhag as long as it's not covered one way or the other. So the assumption is, if Shas doesn't say it's mutter, it may be mutter, but you want to be machmir, you want to be machmir. But if Shas says it's mutter, you can't go against the Shas. That's not a minhag. I mean, it could be your own personal chumra, but that's not a minhag.
Okay, thank you.
Now, exactly what a minhag is, I mean, we could probably spend our lifetime trying to figure out what a minhag is. And this guy, what's his name? I mean, he's came a little controversial, but Sperman, he wrote 7 volumes on minhag. What exactly is a minhag?
So what we do today is minhag.
It's based on the fact that the Chachamim against Rabbi Akiva hold that Oaf and Cholav is Doraisa. I mean, that could scare the living daylights out of you when you think about it. Because we walk around with a mentality that, okay, it's only Oaf. And that's Agra. And you know, we worked so hard, if you remember Abaye, back to the beginning of our perek, that our Mishnah that says Kol HaBosar and all that, even though it's only the Rabbanon in the case of Oaf, nevertheless, you know, we don't put it on the same table and all the rest, which we'll come back to Mirtz Shem in the next Mishnah. But you know, that's all a chiddush, that it's not Xeril Xera, and then why isn't it Xeril Xera? We racked our brains, and it's so entrenched in our minds that Basar Oaf is the Rabbanon, because the Gemara works overtime to try to work out the Mishnah, even according to Rabbi Akiva, holds that Oaf is the Rabbanon. But Lamaisa, the Chachamim never accepted Rabbi Akiva. And Tosus points out that the minhag reflects that point. Again, Tosus is not saying that we're going to paskin like the Chacham, that Oaf is Doraisa. But the Chumra, the minhag, was that Oaf is Doraisa. We shouldn't be mezalzel in that minhag. So the next time you wait 6 hours after chicken, don't think that, you know, it's just on a Chumra. Tosus is working overtime to justify that Chumra, and in doing so, he seems to accept the shita that Basar Oaf b'cholav is Doraisa. So that could have tremendous repercussions. I mean, you talk about Maris Ayin. You know, let's say you use Cholav Shkevi. So you're supposed to put the almonds on the table so that people shouldn't suspect that you're eating milk with meat. What's going to be in the case of Oaf? You know, you and I might say, well, we don't have to be so machmir enough. Well, he's going to suspect me of eating chicken with milk, so what? I mean, chicken with milk itself is only Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. But the answer is, it might be that the chicken with milk is D'Oraisa. I'm just pointing that out as we go ahead. You know, if we were learning Yoredeya, like the fellows in the ELC Kolel, then this Tosus becomes like a primary source that could have tremendous repercussions, you know.
I assume a lot of people have asked you a whole bunch of shilas. Have you ever given an answer based on the fact that Oaf and Gvina is only derived?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You'll see this all over the place. I mean, Shats and Tazes, left, right, and center. It's no gayer to many, many different, issues.
Thank you.
And you know, you don't know how to read this Tosus. If Tosus is justifying the minhag, maybe Tosus actually is worried and that maybe we should accept the shita that Oaf is Doraisa. There's a big shach on this. The shach says that Basar Oaf B'cholav is Derabbanan, and that's how we pass. And Tosus is only trying to give some explanation for the minhag, but that's not really Tosus' shita. You know, Tosus never accepted that Basar Oaf B'cholav is Doraisa. That's the famous shach. And that's in Simon Pei Zayin, which is the Simon of Basar B'chol. So the next part of Tosus is a little bit less relevant to us. I want to get to Rabbeinu Tam at the bottom of the Tosus. I'm going to read this very quickly. If you don't mind and you have any questions, let's take it up another time, so because I'm looking at the clock and we really need at least 15 minutes on Rabbeinu Tam at the end here. Which shita would be reflected in the Brice of Agra? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that Basar Oaf Bechol is Mutter. You're allowed to eat it together. You know, just the extremes here, it's unbelievable. We just finished saying that Basar Oaf Bechol is the Horaisa, and now we're saying Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds not only is it not the Horaisa, but it's even Mutter L'Chatchila. Have yourself a chicken burger I'm sorry, not a chicken burger, a chicken cheeseburger, I don't know, whatever it's called. Anyway, and that's what you're going to eat at the next Sheva Brachos. That means they cook it and they eat it, and Shalom al Yisrael. So that can't be the Brisa of Agra, because the Brisa of Agra certainly prohibited Basar of Pecholov, although you can eat it one after the other, and according to Tosas Shita, if you eat them one after the other in any sequence, you're okay, but you can't eat them together at the same time. V'ikar Rabbi Akiva. So the next logical assumption would be that perhaps Agra holds like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva's shita is that basar of is asur, so you can't take chicken and cook it with milk, according to Rabbi Akiva. Or you can't eat chicken and milk, and that's all drabbanon. Zen havile lemisni chaya bahadi of. The Brisa of Agra should have mentioned not only gvina lachar basar, but it should have mentioned not only gvina achar of, or the other way around, but it should have mentioned basar chaya. Now the big chiddush here is that basar chaya would not need kinuach, and that's a really big chiddush. And you wonder really why the Braisa doesn't mention that. But Tosus assumes that if we hold like Rabbi Akiva, the Braisa would apply even in the case of Chaya, Basar Chaya. So let's leave that for a moment. We'll hopefully come back to it. V'dochak la'mida kibet shamei di'amri ha'of ole v'eino nechalimo. You could say that the Braisa of Agra reflects the Shita Beit Shammai. And what he means is that we're not going to make any gzeres derabbanon in the case of Ouf, except for the fact that we can't eat them together. But other achakas were not instituted with regard to Ouf. Umiu ashkechan nami the Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik the Sani b'tol sefta kibet Shammai. So maybe it's not so tragic when we assume that Agra reflects Shita Beit Shammai. Inami. Let's go back to Rabbi Akiva. V'hodinokat of. So why didn't he mention Chaya? Mishum d'shchiach. That of is more shchiach than Chaya. I mean, Chaya is like venison or something, very, very rare. V'huadin Chaya, but enochinami, the same law would apply to Chaya. D'hochinami ka'omar li'el, ha'of osim d'raisa kiman d'lok Rabbi Akiva. So sometimes the Gemara mentions Of, and he tells you that Of is Doraisa, or it's Drabonon, and the same din would apply to Chaya. He doesn't mention Chaya, he mentions Of, because Of is more Shkiyah. But now we get to the punchline. Rabbi Nitam Mefarish Taima Di Agra Mishum Di Of Eino Nidbak Biyadayim Ubishinayim Vechanichayim. Okay, now here we have a machlokas between Rabbi Kibbe Eger and the Prima Gondim. What is this line in Tosus coming to say? Right, Agra was the one who said that with regard to Oaf, Ofu Gvina is Bafikoran, meaning we don't need whatever we don't need. And Rabbi Nitam is trying to explain the logic of Agra. Now, until this point in Tosfos, in the presentation of Tosfos, we had the impression that Tosfos was lifting us, as I said before, from the earth all the way to the abstract worlds of Of being Dirabana. But Rabbi Tam seems to be taking us all the way back down to earth again. He seems to be oblivious to the fact that Oaf is the Rabbanon. That's not on the radar screen of Rabbeinu Tam, but rather that Oaf is not Nidbak. Now, if this be the case, then what would Rabbeinu Tam say about Chaya? So I have here a sefer called Moreshes Moshe. I photocopied the page for you. Okay. And we're looking on the right column, Os Beis. Do you have such a thing, Rabbeinu Tam?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Now, he tells you that you can find Rabbeinu Tam in two places. Okay, that's for the historians. You can find it in a book called Sefer Yosher, which was authored by Rabbeinu Tam, and Huva B'Tosus, and it's quoted in Tosus. Okay. Then he writes the Od Rishonim. He doesn't give you the list here, but he says other Rishonim also quote Rabbeinu Tam. Piresh, the Ofenu Nidbak Biodayim Ubishinayim Ubechanichayim. The Nechleku Hachronim Bibir Dvarov. So first he quotes Toras Chaim, lived about, let's say, 2.5 centuries ago, and Rabbi Kiveger lived about the same time. Mivor Shepirshu Shezeu Taimashal Agra Lahatir Lechol Gvina Achar Oaf. Now, what I understand here is that I'm going to call it Rabbi Kiveger is telling us that Rabbeinu Tam is completely rejecting what we saw in Tosus earlier, that Gvina is Oaf is different because Oaf is the Rabbanon, implying that all the mitzius about Basar applies to Oaf and Oaf to Basar. It's all the same. In other words, we're not differentiating between the taste and the time and the particles and all that. Tosus insists that the only difference is because one is Doraisa and one is Darabona. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and he says no. The difference between Oaf and Basar is in the mitzius, in the physical reality. And why is that? Because Oaf eno nidbak biyadayim v'shinayim u'bechanichayim. So basically what we could say is there's no shirayim to Oaf. You follow me by shirayim? There's nothing beyond the Oaf. Not in terms of what's on your hands and your teeth and your palate or whatever it is. Now, Kosvu d'lefi divrei Rabbeinu Tam ein lechol Oaf achar gvina below netila kevan shah gvina nidbekes biyadayim. Right, so that's what Tosus had said according to Rabbeinu Tam, that after gvina you need netilas yadayim. And that was the question that the Gemara raised, the objection against Rabbi Yitzchak. So if we're talking about the physical mitzius here and the requirement of both netilas yadayim and kinuach hapeh, then if you start with gvina, even if you're going to eat only Oaf after gvina, which mind you is only the Rabbanon in the worst case scenario, nevertheless you need netilas yadayim. You don't need kinuach hapeh because assuming the particles are not stuck to his mouth and so forth, but you need netilas yadayim. Now, if this be the case, then the overall picture here is that Rabbeinu Tam is totally oblivious to the difference between a Doraisa and a Drabbanon. And even in the Drabbanon, he could postulate a Gzera and a Hefsek if there's a Mitzius of Nidbekes. So in the case of Gvina, we have a Mitzius of Nidbekes, And therefore, Abeinu Tam requires Netilas Yadayim, even if he's going to eat Oaf afterwards. Do you see that? Ein Lechel Oaf Achar Gvila below Netila. Why? Because HaGvila Nidbekes B'Yadayim. And I would submit to you that Tosus would not accept this. Because Tosus says that with regard to Oaf, there aren't any Xeros. So you'll talk to me from now until doomsday about the Gvina Nidbekes B'Yadayim. It's irrelevant because he wants to eat Oaf. He doesn't want to eat Basar. So if you're telling me that Gvina Nidbekes B'Yadayim, therefore Nidbekes B'Yadayim for Basar, meaning Basar Behema, that I could grant you, but not if he's eating Oaf, because Oaf, the whole institution, the whole enterprise is only Darabonon. Rabbeinu Tam is oblivious to that distinction between Doraisa and Darabonon. He just simply wants to know what are the facts on the ground. Is there something Nidbak in the mouth? Is there some Nidbak in the hands? And then I'll decide whether you need Netilas Yadayim, whether you need Kinua Chaper. Okay, that's Rabbi Kivay. And now we get to the Rosh Yosef, which is the Prima Gadol. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Moda Shetaimo Shel Agra Mishum Di'of Osim Midrabbana. The Kavanosa Lefarish, Mao Ta'atam Lechalik Bein Of Lechaya. This is what Rabbeinu Tam is adding. I don't get it. If you're telling me, as Tosfos had said before, that Oaf is not subject to these harchokos because it's only the Rabbanan in the worst case scenario, then why didn't the Bryce of Agra go a step further and, just like it was Mafkia, took Oaf out of the category of all these harchokos and afsekos? It should have gone a step further, told me a bigger kiddush, that even Chaya is not subject to all these harchakos. The harchakomer, the shiny oaf sheno nidvak, the isle tarti l'tivusa. So on the one hand, oaf is not d'orais, and on the other hand, it's not nidvak. Mashenkin chaya shebesora nidvak. So again, where Tosis was saying that, in truth, Agra should have mentioned Chaya. So Tosfos says, well, you know, sometimes Oaf is Moshkiach, and therefore he doesn't mention Chaya. Now Rabbeinu Tam is saying, nay, the reason why Chaya was omitted was deliberate, and in the case of Chaya, we would need these Harchokos and these Hefsekos, because Chaya is Nidbak. Now, I'm trying to figure out what would be the Nafkemina between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh Yosef. So he says here, I think, Nafkemini Ishori Lechel Oaf Achar Gvina below Netila. So he wants to eat Oaf after Gvina. Now, Gvina, we says, was Nidbekes B'Yadayim, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam would certainly require Netilas Yadayim after Gvina, but now he's about to eat Oaf. Now, if you're going to go with the assumption that it all depends upon Doraisa versus Derabanan, so if we go with Rabbi Kivega, it's definitely going to be also to eat Oaf after Gvina without Netilas Yadayim, because everything depends upon the Mitzias. So Rabbeinu Tam dropped the ball on the distinction between Derabanans and Doraisas. But now that the Rosh Yosef is interpreting Rabbeinu Tam, that he's building a step further, but he also accepts the difference between Doraisas and Derabanans, then it seems like in the case of Oaf, Rabbeinu Tam would exclude Oaf from these gzeros, these harchokos, and therefore he would be matir eating Oaf after Gvina without Netilas Yadayim. Why? Because Oaf is only Derabanan. So I'm not sure, but I think there's no nafkamina between Rabbi Kivager and the Rosh Yosef about Basar Chaya. In the case of Basar Chaya, it's Nidbekes, and therefore you would need you would need whatever you would need. But and even according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who's saying, or should I say, how much more so according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who doesn't even consider the Drabanan element, he's only focused totally on the mitzius of nidbekes or not. Then just like Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, was telling us that gvina is nidbekes, then certainly basar chaya is nidbekes. And in the opinion of the Rosh Yosef, you need two things to be mati. You need that it's drabanan and that it's eino nidbekes. If it's only drabanan but it is nidbekes, then you require these harchakas. So I would assume that even the Rosh Yosef would agree that after chaya, Rabbeinu Tam would require the hefsekos. So the nachkamina between the two is going to be of liachar gvina. The only problem we have is that if according to the Rosh Yosef, of acher gvina would be muta because it's the Rabbanon, then you can always object, number one, because what about gvina is nidbekes? Okay, but then you're only making xerah to of. Fine, that's number one. But number two, then we don't understand what was the kasha on Rav Yitzchak? Because we said the kasha on Rav Yitzchak was all about Netilas Yadayim. Okay, Rabbos, I see it's late, so we'll stop here.